Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, well, well. There are no more undefeated teams
Look
in the
at
NBA.
These losers.
But the Nuggets, Celtics, Sixers, and Mavs have each gotten off to blinding starts. And we're going to get into some of those teams and the state of the Indiana Pacers with podcaster and host Chris Barnett on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles and Jack of Matt Boosties. You already know.
A three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
All right, here we are. Another episode. Great, great developments all around the league. Oh, man. No more undefeated teams. You hate to see it.
It hurt me to see Anthony Edwards do the Celtics like that.
No.
I'm like, any other team, Anthony, but not my Celtics.
Not in this economy.
Love them so. That was wonderful. what a fun game for me.
Yeah. And we're joined today, Chris Barnett, hoopspaces.com, and the host for Playback TV. Welcome, Chris. Welcome back,
Welcome
man.
Back, Chris.
I appreciate being back, guys. You guys are the best. Miles and Jack got Mad Boosties. It is the NBA podcast, not
so
an
true.
NBA podcast.
Wow. So
the
true. The NBA only podcast. One that matters.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, watching Anthony Edwards do that to the Celtics brought a smile to my face.
A smile, you sick man.
It's always a good day for a Boston Celtics L.
Oh, come on.
Oh, wow.
They're so good this year that it's... It is like it's fun. It'll be fun every time. Like, I think we should like have an unofficial holiday every time they lose anybody who's a Celtics hater, because they're going to be few and far between.
Yeah.
If they stay healthy, they're really, really good.
They just
get better and better. It's very frustrating.
And you look at the ins and outs and you're like, how'd they get away with all this?
Yes.
Like what manner?
Yes. We were on text this week. I was like, why do bad things happen to good basketball fans? How did anybody let that Drew Holiday trade happen to in this day and age, knowing how most people feel about the Celtics? That's not most people. I'm sorry, Celtics fans. You guys know how I feel about you. I respect you. It's just
a lot of pain.
It's just a lot of pain. There's a lot of pain there. I get it. And look, there wouldn't be this much, you know, ribbing if there wasn't actual pain behind it. So you do have that, obviously.
This is the most fun NBA season yet, in my opinion.
Easily.
Wembanyama, we'll get to it, but I am watching every game. The Pacers won, not as much fun for Wemby watchers.
No.
But the one before that was the moment where everyone kind of turned to each other and were like, whoa, that's wild.
Is that him?
Is he really him, though?
I was pretty wild on Wemby too. Like I'd actually made the comparison, not to Kareem coming out of UCLA, because he was a 22-year-old already kind of solid product. But right. What would Kareem average in today's NBA as a 19-year-old whose greatest competition was under 17s?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
like
great.
We're watching greatness being born in front of us. It's just amazing.
It's really cool. It's so wild when people are like, well, first it's like, it's the preseason. Oh, it's just still early. It's still early. I'm like, it doesn't matter what point of the season you are.
He's an interesting wrinkle.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll keep an eye on that. And it's anomalous.
Yeah. Obviously. But he ran into a buzzsaw in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Pacers are off to a 4-3 start, plus 3.2 differential so far. That's skewed a little bit because they beat the Spurs by 152 points, I believe. They've already beaten the Cavs twice. But yeah, they just hung 152 on the Spurs. I think the Spurs did end up scoring in that game, but it was not a very close game. The Pacers, I mean, that's the second time, I think, opening night, like just watching the scores, I was like, wait, the Pacers have like all the points there. Are the Pacers going to score 200 tonight?
they whacked Washington in the opener. It was not a fun game if you were a Wizards fan.
Yeah. But yeah. Halliburton looks great. How are you feeling as a Pacers fan? And you are wearing the new Indy hat, which
stay repping.
I've been pretty high on Tyrese Halliburton. You know, you have to fight Knicks Twitter sometimes, and you have to, you know, fight the advanced analytics guy sometimes.
He just
gets it. Yeah, because they want to put him in a specific box, right? Like he's hyper efficient. He's great with pace, but like you kind of take away the aspect of how he can create offensively. And then you put him in this idea of like he's really just exposing the rules as well as the pace of play. I actually think he's kind of discounted with his basketball acumen. And I think what we'll see this year is he'll start actually taking the mental leap as opposed to just the productive leap that he did as a starter. Like, I think the sky is really the limit. You're talking assist leader multiple years. He shores up that one-on-one defense, and he'll be a complete two-way player. And we're talking literally season after season of a potential 50-40-90, right? Averaging 24, 11, maybe 12 assists, almost 2 steals, 4 boards. Like, the sky's really the limit for him. That's why the Pacers signed him to the max, despite only really having 1 year of a track record.
Yeah. All right. I was watching a couple highlight reels. Sadly, even in that game where y'all put 152 on the Spurs, I only saw Wembanyama highlights for it. Like, I was like, wait, but they scored 152 points. Obviously, there's that Isaiah Jackson block that I was almost like, I couldn't believe what I saw. I thought I was like watching Avengers or something. And like, I was like, how do you do that? How are you? Obviously, like going into the game, weren't you guys like the worst in terms of defense? Like what? Like going into that game or near the bottom?
Still pretty much near the bottom. Like,
Let
the points per game fool you. They are a young and reachy team. Who right now they overhelp, they over rotate, leads to easy buckets for the opposing offense. I think that shores up a little bit with Rick Carlisle. Like, he's just too experienced of a coach to not get a handle on the defense. And then I think what one of the major issues is they don't really have an actual paint protector. Like, Miles is great, an elite help defender, but he's not necessarily going to be that big body. Hey, you're not going to, you know, come in here and score on us because you're going to get fouled or hurt. And I think the defense really lacks for that. But once you get that, everybody on here is athletic enough to recover. then it's just basic defensive principles. And I like Rick Carlisle, you know, around this young team, getting them set up right. And like, if you look at it this way, they can only get better. Like, right. They're giving up, you know, over 121 points per game. If you get that down to 116 and you're putting out 121, then you're talking like the Atlanta Hawks run to the ECF.
Right.
They maybe catch fire. And after catching fire offensively, they just shoot up.
This is great fan logic. Like, you listen to a true fan. It's like, and then you're talking Atlanta Hawks from a few years ago.
And those numbers add up to obviously greatness. Yeah.
Got to push the propaganda.
And that was Rick Carlisle. This is 900th game, right? I think that last one.
Nine or nine on one.
Yeah.
If my calculate, I do track his wins, and I think that's right. Yeah. He should be up to 901 right now.
Yeah, there it is. Yep. Mm-hmm. Back to now.
Very interesting, dude.
Yeah. Other people, as a Lakers fan, always checking out Buddy Hield. He's looking pretty good too for y'all. How are you?
As a Lakers fan, what does that mean, Miles? What does that mean? As a Lakers fan, I'm always checking out Buddy Hield.
Yeah, because I look at the NBA like a Cheesecake Factory menu. And I look at all the items available to me. And it doesn't matter what is possible, what is even allowed within the rules of the game or economics. I just go there mentally. That's just how it works. I never said it makes sense, but again, like I always say, I am ill. Because I'm a Lakers fan.
I was noticing that Jabari was like, yeah, they re-upped with Turner after years of trade rumors, mostly sending him to the Lakers. But Hield is still waiting to be moved. Is somebody... So that's the description that we have for somebody who has not yet been traded to the Lakers. They are waiting to be moved.
That is still the truth. He requested it in the offseason. Part of it, I think, is actually fallout from not landing DeAndre Ayton. Like, there's a connection there. They wanted to play with each other. Ayton had expressed his wanting to go to Indianapolis, signed the offer sheet. Phoenix matched it. But part of the problem also is, like, when you look around this team, they have the same problem with TJ McConnell, who is a fantastic backup point guard. They have young players ready to come up and take those minutes. And when you look at Benedict Mathurin starting, you got Ben Shepherd coming. You know, you've got to get these young players minutes. You got Jarace Walker, who can play the three or the four. And that cuts into somebody who's ready to compete now. And like, I totally understand and back it. I there are several teams, too, who have interest. They just didn't want to probably pay the first round pick in the offseason. But when you start looking and projecting towards the trade deadline, and we'll start doing that next month, you know, after 25 games. All of us are going to be like, you know, we need to fix this team.
Yeah.
They're in a great position. Like, they'd be able to trade Hield and TJ McConnell to a contender, likely get a good unprotected first round pick. Here's looking at you, Philadelphia, right? They could be moving off of Miles Turner if they think Isaiah Jackson is more than just the athlete that he's been able to flash. So, if you're looking at that, maybe the Lakers get the person that they actually want next to Anthony Davis, who's making, you know, a contract the next 2 years under 30 mil. Like, it's a lot of different avenues they can go.
Right.
But if they compete and like, they hit that sixth seed, they can add a major piece.
Mm.
And that's something that I don't think a lot of people are expecting. And it could be something as simple as maybe Gordon Hayward going home to Indianapolis, getting an expiring contract, who will be a swing forward. And maybe because you can actually afford it, because their cap is flexible with how they trade, you can get another buy low, sell high vet with the one of the Martin twins, not Caleb, who's in Charlotte, but his twin brother. I mean, sorry, in Miami, his twin brother in Charlotte. And then you shore up the wing depth as well. So, like, there's many things that they can do. And they sit in a pretty advantageous position.
I love it. Hope springs eternal. I love where you're coming from. I think you should be the GM. This team is super fun. Halliburton is super fun. They're leading the league in points per game. So I think leading the league in points against. So yes. you're always going to see a lot of buckets. Should we move over to Wemby? Because yes, he got blocked.
Touch on it.
He got blocked. When he got blocked, I was like, this is what I was expecting to happen, like, one or two times a game. He's so big. He's entering a league with, like, the fastest, strongest human beings on the planet. Like, why he's going to get blocked all the time. he got blocked in the Indiana game. It's the main headline, the main highlight that came out of that game, that came out of that night, I feel like. But, you know, it happened earlier this week. Wemby went against the Suns, put up 20 in the first half, 38 for the game, 10 boards, 2 blocks. And really, like, we talked, I think, in the last episode about how his fourth quarter stats are crazy, like really, yeah, really good. And we were like, maybe it's because he's kind of used sparingly so he can like pick his spot. But no, I think like he really took over. Like he really seemed to just be like, all right, I'm taking the game over right now. This is like, it was a very close game and he was kind of scoring at will on the Suns.
He's like, what do you want? You want a three? Okay. You want some mid-range? Okay. You want me to just drop it in like right underneath the bat? I'll do it all, baby. I'll do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like what a lot of people didn't really understand was Wemby's ability to control his body.
Right.
Like, he's dunked on people who are legit 6'11", 7 foot from outside the restricted zone.
Yeah.
Like, and he's not doing it pushing any athleticism. Like, he's literally just that long. But if you look at how he does it, he's able to manipulate and comport his body. And he also does it on the defensive end, too. Like, it is really like playing basketball against Slender Man because he keeps you in his body and he keeps you in his wingspan without touching you. And like, several of his blocks are completely without jumping. It's the same on offense. And like, Greg Popovich is purposely playing him out on the perimeter, you know, to save the contact on the knees and the back. But because if you end up playing him out on the perimeter and you're able to start a drive and kick game, or Keldon Johnson or Devin Vassell gets hot, the defense tends to shift and you get those wide open wing matchups. And he's just unstoppable. Like, you literally saw Kevin Durant try to jump up with him. Kevin Durant is an awesome athlete and a phenomenal basketball player. He made him look 6 inches shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we look at that aspect, we have to lend credence to the ability to naturally understand his physiology. And I think he doesn't get credit for that because we see 7'7" guys come in the league and fail. Sean Bradley, George Mirasan, you know, Boban is just like, he's an afterthought. He's just a big dude, and he's funny. He's really funny. And we're like,
right.
Wemby's a guard.
Yeah, it's
playing 7'4" with an 8 foot wingspan. I've seen a nutmeg, you know, Reggie Bullock 100 times now. It's amazing. So we should just enjoy it, and like, that's gonna be more of the norm.
Yeah,
right. Like, you don't just do that against the best players in the world once and disappear.
Right. Yeah, because it doesn't, I mean, like, to look at that and think that there's somehow going to be like a regression, I think is just odd. Because you're like, no, this is, I see only upward, like, this is only going up from here.
Yeah, there can be off nights, especially in his rookie year.
Yeah, exactly.
And he seems to have like, I don't know, you're seeing like a little bit of personality. I don't want to like read too much into personality, but like, he seems to have like some of the cockiness that you would kind of need to continue to ascend upwards. Like, he, and like, kind of seems to get pissed off when he's in a moment and like gets scored on. He did the thing that all superstars did and got mad at Dylan Brooks for talking trash. And like, when he scored on him, like, pointed at his face. So like, he has passed that signpost on the road to being a great player. But I don't know. This is like, I'm so excited about Wembanyama. Like, it's truly a distraction from every other NBA storyline for me. Like, it's the first thing I'm checking for every night. Like, I'm like, all right, first of all, are the Spurs playing? Is it on TV? Can I check it out? And then everything else follows from there. So I don't know. It's
like I said, my very first NBA memory is Isaiah Thomas scoring a layup right off of the tip against the Boston Celtics. My grandmother was a diehard Pistons fan. That's my first memory.
Yeah.
Like, I track my NBA history. And like, I literally was watching LeBron, his debut on ESPN in a tent. I saw Kobe Bryant, and like, I'm sitting here. There's nothing we've ever seen like this. Yeah. And like, there's nothing we're ever going to see like this again. And like the fact that he's able to go at it with these guys who are pros, like Dylan Brooks. And like, if you ever see him courtside, you'll hear him. He gets chatty with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is dope. Like, this is literally the personification of what the NBA has always wanted. Yeah. You know, a real live 2K player.
For real. Right,
like, it's hard to imagine. All right, so a 7'4" guard who can shoot, like, has a great looking shot, and like a shot that when he gets it going, goes in, does, like, has all the right instincts on defense. Like, what it, like, we would need somebody like with mutant superpowers at this point to be like the next evolution, because he is like kind of everything that you would design in a player.
Because,
like,
you maxed out everything.
Yeah. Height, seven right. foot five, you're like, is that too tall? But 7'4" seems to be working out real nice yeah. for him with an 8-foot wingspan. Like, that seems to work out pretty nicely.
I will say the thing that I love the most is he made the Wilt Chamberlain post score. Like, it's like a half jump shot, half layup.
Right.
And yeah. Like, he does it to sustain health and not hurt his knees. But like, that's unstoppable.
Yeah.
In today's game, with the way they have to call how the players need the space for landing, that's unstoppable. If he's out on the three, you can't even get a foot in because you're going to encroach on his landing. That's unstoppable. So then he's going to start going to the line, guys.
Yeah.
He's not even getting to the line yet. Just wait until he's getting to the line 11, 12, 13, 14 times a game, you know. Yeah. Maybe 6-7 games a month, and then still gets to the line 7-8 every other game. Like, we could be talking, by the time he's in a sophomore year, like 30 points easy.
Yeah. It's wild.
We're all Thomas Bryant, basically. He got dunked on. We're always like, what? Like, we are all Thomas Bryant. And that's what I love about him.
That moment.
Yeah. Just confused Pikachu. Like, what do I do now? You know, like, but
they could
it.
Already make a great 30 for 30 about his NBA career so far. Like, that's for me, I would watch the hell out of that. He's averaging 6.8 points, 2.2 rebounds, and one block in six games in the fourth quarter this season, shooting 72% from the floor and 43% from three. I don't know.
He's doing it with Jeremy Sohan at his point guard too.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what's wrong.
He's like a generational defensive force, and they are giving up the most points in the league right now. It's actually not the Pacers. The Pacers are second to them. Granted, I think the fact that they played the Pacers probably hurts them in one of those six games. But yeah, the surrounding cast could use some work, but I think they just in general are going to be better than people expect.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. All right, should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
Let's check in with the best team in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets.
Oh, boy.
As of this recording, 7-1 to start. Jokic has no off switch. He's doing his own press conferences. I don't know if you saw that clip of him just asking himself the questions and answering them before the press could even ask. He's firing it on all cylinders.
What was the nature of the questions he was asking?
It was just like, it was basically highlighting the fact, he's like, I already know you're going to ask me about triple doubles. Like, he just, it was like one of those things where he's like, y'all, this feels like it's on a, like, it, I will already ask myself the questions. Here's my prepared statement. And then if you have other questions, we can do that too. But I have a feeling I know what you're going to ask.
That one where the reporter from the playoffs, where the reporter was like, so you're up 2-0 on the Suns. Like, do you expect them to come back having figured out some new things? He was like, no, my friend, I expect them to let us win and forfeit. It's like such a just complete, like, deadpan.
Well, I mean, he did carry the whole this is just a job thing for like 5 years, you know, and then he wins the chip and then we see the personality all of a sudden. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's dope. I love him. I hope he doesn't change.
No, I don't see that happening. It seems like the outfits are changing a little bit. You know, he's getting
so funny if he went Hollywood, like
right? That's what I mean. Like, and he ends up in LA, right?
Yeah.
Right.
He's horses, disgusting. This guy wouldn't touch no horse, not with these hands. No, Nicola. But yeah, I mean, I think at this point it's theirs to lose, it feels like.
Talk about horses. How about the 400 horses that this baby gets, and he slaps a Subaru that he's driving around.
Because he's so high, he has like a dealership too. He's got the hey, come on down to Jokic Subaru. You know what I mean? So they're looking great. Celtics again, they're 5-1 as of this recording.
I mean,
and we talked about Ant already. Just doing, helping us, the people who live in perpetual fear of the Celtics being great. Helped us out, and I know
the
for
Celtics
you,
are great.
No, they are. Yeah, I mean, look, there's no. I'm not out here hating on a team because it's because they're good. It's because
Tatum got stronger and better. He got a lot stronger. Like he in that one clip where like Ant out wrestles him for the ball. Like he's still like that. That was one of the moments where I was like, yeah, but he's like just as fast, and Tatum like put on a lot of muscle in the off season, and he's still like great in all the ways he was great before. They are terrifying. Yeah, they just got better and better. Like they just keep getting better and better.
I've heard like best defensive backcourt. Like, are we really going to be looking at that the entirety of the season? Like with Derek White and Jrue Holiday. Like if we look at what Milwaukee's doing, their big new three put up 72, but their defense isn't good. Miami looks like they're taking a step back and having to retool. Philadelphia might be interesting, but Philadelphia would also have to be relying on DeAnthony Melton and Kelly Oubre. And I just don't know if that's what you're going to go into when you're Boston. And like you go to Boston in the Garden and you got to deal with Derek White. And then, like, you got to deal with Drew Holiday.
Yeah.
And it's just 34 minutes of pure grind, and that is what is their superpower. Come playoffs, if they're healthy, like, it's like playing Pat Bev 36 minutes, but, like, they're going to score 15 to 16 points and dish out sevens.
Yeah. And I think we should have known it was trouble when Derek White shaved his head.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, he's serious. He's serious.
He's been listening. Yes. Yeah.
He knows. And this means business. That's business haircut.
Witness is what
I like
saying.
The Anthony Melton. But there are some other things that make me worry about that matchup for sure.
Yeah. Is Dame actually playing defense? You're talking about the Bucks?
He's not a great defensive player.
Yeah,
I've
seen some criticisms that felt a little bit.
I've seen some screens that he's still feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I have enjoyed the return of Dame time and some of his clutch performances. Oh, yeah. That team's fun. The league is so fun this year. There's
Jack,
just,
even your Sixers.
Even speaking of keeps getting better, just when you think, all right, well, that's gotta be the peak. Joel Embiid.
What's going on with him?
He's averaging over 32 points. His splits are incredible. He's playing incredible. We've added, you know, Tyrese Maxey was on the team, but he wasn't an MVP candidate like he is now last season. I'm trying to get that started, so please just let me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Go ahead. It's okay.
You know, putting up 25.5 points, 7.3 assists, 4.5 rebounds on 50-44-93 splits. I don't know. Pretty good.
The third quarter Embiid had against the Wizards, 29 points on 10 of 10 shooting, hit all 9 free throws. What is it? Like 2 rebounds, an assist, and a block. I was like, what? I'm like, Jack, you're back in. Are you back in?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm back in. You know,
I'm back in. Hey, we got to shout out Tobias Harris, too. Nick Nurse is letting him pick his spots. He had a couple of ISOs on Eric Gordon during the Phoenix game, and they're going to allow him to do that. If he gets 2 or 3 of those a game, plus his step in threes and transition, like, you could be getting 16, 18 points just off of 10 shots from him, too. So it's a very good look in Philly right now.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Not so much in Washington, but
I was just going to say, noticing a pattern that we talked about how the Pacers like hung 150 points on somebody opening night. Oh, yeah, it was Washington, talking about how Embiid went 10 of 10 and put up 30
points in a quarter.
In a quarter.
I think Tyler Hero went off that was Washington. For like 19 in the third, too, against Washington.
Yeah.
Do you see the reel of him getting blocked like 15 times in a single game? Hero.
It felt like it. Yeah. It was like a course of like 3 games. It was like every time he got near the basket, he's like, this is an easy one. Yeah. Stuffed.
If you put me out there, that's what that would have looked. Anyway,
just that kind of just that kind of confidence.
Yeah, like, that kind of confidence and getting blocked every single time.
I don't know. Is LeBron chasing me down? I don't know. Watch this though.
He's working with LeBron, pass it right to Tyler Hero, snuck in. Oh, James is over the chase down. They've seen that before here in Miami.
I tell you what, I give him a lot of credit there, because on this turnover, he didn't pout. He got back into the play and able to come up with an incredible block shot there.
I've got a team we haven't talked about, and I want to know what you guys' thoughts are. Orlando.
Yeah. They've gotten better in the way that you would expect them to, but like maybe a little bit even faster. They're putting it together faster.
Scary. That Paolo and Franz Wagner 2-man game is
a
nightmare.
It's so European. Paolo and Franz. Get them together. Now you know you're in trouble.
We've always had a bit of a special place in our hearts for Orlando. Like we saw coming together, but I don't know. I've actually only seen like a couple games. I mean, I saw the game against the Lakers and just kind of kept up with box scores, but Am I really like what do I need to have my eye on, Chris?
You got to watch the development of that 2-man game. But if Jonathan Isaacs is coming back and starting to be actually healthy, they literally could run a lineup where Markelle Fultz would be the smallest guy, but everybody else is 6'11".
Right.
And it would work. Like, you'd put Mo Wagner at the 5, Jonathan Isaac at the 4, and then you'd have Paulo at the 3 and Franz at the 2, and you'd literally have a mismatch everywhere you go. And then on top of that, they've got a lot of contracts that could easily be moved as well. Gary Harris, Markelle Fultz himself, they just re-signed Cole Anthony, but they drafted Anthony Black. They really could be trying to create a Swiss Army knife style team where everybody is, you know, vertical. Toronto tried it with the idea of the 6'9 Raptors. Well, they're going like 6'11 Magic. And
right.
Franz right Wagner people. Is 6'10?
Yeah.
Why did I think he was shorter than that?
Because in Michigan, he was actually listed at his correct height. And he's grown.
Oh.
Wow.
As opposed to the traditional, hey, he's 6'10", and then you find out he's 6'8".
Right.
So, yeah, it's literally they can run a lineup. And when Anthony Black gets in there, he's probably grown to a legit 6'8 as well. You'd be talking a 6'8 point guard with damn near 7-foot wingspan, Franz at the 2, Paulo at the 3. And, like, what are you going to do? They can literally run a zone, and you couldn't even pass it inside. So they'll force you to shoot, you know, perimeter jump shot and then just rebound and run. Like, it's gonna be real tough, man.
Because they just lost to the Mavericks, right? I think.
Luka, Derek Lively going off.
Yeah,
that's a good combo.
Yeah. Not much you can do there for sure.
Yeah, Luka looks incredible. The league's as fun as it's been. Zion has looked fun. Zion getting blocked and then reacting by coming down and windmilling on the world was
just
fun.
Going flat-footed, just a flat-footed jump windmill. He's like, yeah, watch this.
Uh-oh. Zion, look out, and the block by Capella. So Capella defending it well, and it wasn't meant for Jalen Johnson. Zion, take your time.
Last time down, got that shot blocked. So that's why he's this wide open. Here's your energy power play. Can we actually pick anything else? Joe, this is off a vertical. This is off a vertical.
What Jaylen Brown did to Gobert was disgusting.
Bad, poor business decision.
Yeah.
You know,
poor, Rudy, yes.
Yeah, on that yeah. one. You should have known better, sir. You should have known.
Brown obliges on the blow by. Stuffs it.
Rim protectors in NBA history. Take that. On the ground, step over.
Who? Do we want to talk about that Heat court?
It was my favorite court. Coolest thing.
No notes.
Do you have something else to talk about?
Perfect. No notes. That's it. I have nothing. I only have positive things to say about it.
Yeah.
They did a real good job with the seats to go with the court. That's what really set it off. If you notice, like, they did the skyline thing.
Toughest.
Oh, I didn't even notice that part.
My hat is like a shark's fin.
Putting LL Cool J lyrics in the key.
If anybody hasn't seen it, it says just written out.
Heat culture,
like,
baby.
Like a text. Mm-hmm. Under the basket. Left aligned. So just kind of weird.
Yep.
Yeah, all left aligned. Hardest working, best conditioned, most professional, unselfish. New line. Touchest or toughest?
Toughest.
Hard
yeah.
to tell.
It's hard, yeah.
Meanest, nastiest team in the NBA.
Ooh.
They're very nasty.
They've done it all. They've done it all.
Yeah. Anyways, you know, the Heat culture jerseys were already catching some strays, and then they were like, oh, yeah? Wow.
It was a little bit more than strays, man.
How about like, that?
Some were directly aimed and fired. But hey, they can't be winners every year. You know, they can't be winners. That's and then, right. we got to see the James Harden debut this week, too. That was...
The shoes? We talking the shoes?
The shoes
were trying something different. They reminded me of the remember when that Simpsons episode where Homer designs a car that's like tries to reimagine the concept of a car, and it's like the Homer, and it's just a mess. Like, these look like they're trying to redesign, reintroduce the concept of basketball shoes.
Yeah, they're geometrically very interesting, I will say. Like, to the point where I'm like, are those stable?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, but it's
that's
all...
That's what I thought about Julius Randle's signature shoe with Skechers.
Oh, man. Is he Skechers?
Yes.
Wow.
I love that for him. So's Embiid, yeah?
Embiid doesn't wear Skechers on the court, does he?
I think just some deals.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
Did it change anything for you?
Yeah,
that's
a good question.
And I'm out again.
My man's in Skechers. I don't know. We'll see.
Anthony Edwards would be the other big. I mean, we talked about his game against the Celtics, but his D has been really like dominant this season. And in that game, he looks like he's like kind of controlling it at both ends of the court, and
he's usurped Karl Anthony Towns' role. Like, that started at the end of last year, but he's really turned it on as this is his team. You see it. Like, they all just respond to him. He can do literally anything on the court. If you want him to shoot, he'll get hot and hit six or eight. If you D up on him, he'll just pass it, he'll get it back, and then he'll just windmill on you. It's just nasty intentions. But then the defense, like you just said, It's like ingrained in him to not lose on defense.
Yeah.
It's like watching Dwayne Wade again. And I mean, that's to me the ultimate respect I can give a shooting guard playing defense, because he was arguably the best that I ever saw live in person. And Anthony Edwards is just getting nasty on that end, like just getting in your chest, making sure that the hand is always visible to your face, making sure that you can feel his breath and know what he ate for the pregame meal. You know, like, you know what type of peanut butter he's using by the time you're done at halftime. And, like, you have to brush your nose because it's just all up in there. He's phenomenal. Like, I can't. And then he's next to McDaniels, who's also, you know, defensively a stalwart. And that's a great tandem. And he got Kyle Anderson off the bench. So, you know, they're not a bad team. With that,
you know, like I said, we'll take them. You know, we'll take them.
Yeah, we'll take them. Sure, we'll just like that. Back, but
it's wild though. I mean, he did that defense he was playing on five fouls too. You got to give it up. You got to give it up.
Switch on. Just click.
Right. It's I mean, you love to see it. You love to see it. And he's a great actor too. You know, we saw a bit of his acting chops in that Netflix movie with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
You know who else is a great actor?
Who?
Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
Oh, really? From Lemon Daddy yet?
He has like great deadpan interviews. Like, if you got to watch the stuff he pulled off at FIBA. He is eating up the limelight in a way.
He's got the Riz.
He's getting negative attention because, like, this whole Austin Reeves campaign.
Right.
He's taking it in stride. And, like, lately, he's been heating up. But, like, he's going to be good for the Lakers.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, you know, how you feel with AD now with the hip. Like, you're going back to kind of what it was where it was last season and you had Dennis Schroeder. You think you can pull it off again?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what. What's Austin Reeves' shoe again?
Mrs. Reeves, we regret to inform you your son has tested positive for the Riz.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, he's got Rigor. Is that the company?
Man.
Ooh, that's a mouthful.
That's rough.
But hey, look.
Wait, that's the company? That's the shoe company?
Yeah.
I think that might be one of the Chinese brand.
Is this we're doing? Like, it's like, forget about Nike and Reebok and Converse. Now you can have Allbird
and Rieger and Li Ning. You know,
you got to go where the money's at.
Course, yeah, because they're backing up just Brinks trucks in front of them to be like, I know there's only two brands that exist, but hear me out.
Yeah.
Look at this Brinks truck full of cash. What do you think?
Like, the Puma thing was cool when it started a little while back. Like, those shoes I thought have always looked cool. And obviously, like, New Balance got Kawhi, and then right. Under Armour with Steph. But I had usually Fox. Heard of the brand when they, you know, like it.
Well, yeah, but that just shows, you know, the popularity of the sport in China. You know what I mean? Like it's just when you have now that like, man, they're wearing our shoes. It's synergistic, man. It's synergistic.
Yeah. Do you hear Birkenstock just signed that kid who went to who's going to Duke, Cooper Flagg?
Crocs just signed.
Hey, he's from Maine. You know what I'm saying?
Dukest thing ever. Too, by the way.
Yeah,
dukest thing ever. That would be hilarious. Right.
Yeah, he just signed a deal with Sperry. You're like, what?
The Docksiders.
Easy listening walk shoes. You know, yeah. coming right, to a right. store. New
it's just out
flags.
There cooking people and Sperry's.
Exactly. Sperry's in a bow shoe.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with the fastest segment in podcasting. It is the fourth quarter rapid fire. We'll be right back.
The 82 game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
Chris.
You've really
stepped in it this time, my friend.
Wandered onto the hot seat. You know,
the rapid fire hot seat. There is both fire and hot seats.
Yep.
I feel it, man. Like I know. I'm squirming a little.
And you already know this is the fastest segment in sports podcasting history. We asked you a question.
Yeah.
Just answer away.
That just happened.
Hope you can handle that.
We're going to say cool stuff like that.
We will try.
Cool stuff. Slick stuff. Neat stuff.
Miles, you want to kick us off?
Let's kick us off. This is a rapid fire round of questioning. Brian, start the clock.
Damn.
Deep breath. Chris Barnett, give us your hottest take of the NBA season. Not like a traditional hot take. Say something completely reckless and out of bounds right now that you there's even a chance that it could happen. Go.
I'm taking a sip real quick.
Cleveland needs to go ahead and trade Donovan Mitchell. It's over.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, that, it's over.
Yeah.
If Cleveland can't learn to play through Evan Mobley in the high post consistently this year, like they just don't have it. They're going to end up relying and be ISO'd out by Donovan Mitchell on the right wing with a swing reversal to Darius Garland, who's going to run into the teeth of the defense, and then they're just going to go ahead and hamper in and say, if Max Strus can go 7 for 14 and yeah. George Niang can go 4 for 8, you're going to beat us. But it's done in Cleveland if they can't figure out how to get Evan Mobley to be a better facilitator more consistently.
All right. Yeah, we'll take
That's hot. Okay.
You have the opportunity to watch a movie with either Anthony Moreau, Jalen Brunson, Robert Covington, or Danny Green. They're choosing the movie. I have combed NBA film tweets for some film recommendations. Who are you choosing to watch a movie with?
Whoever doesn't watch Batman.
Okay. Well, none of them are picking Batman. So.
Okay, so we're good there. None of them pick Batman.
I would probably go with Anthony Morrow.
Anthony Morrow. All right.
Yeah.
What are we watching with Anthony?
Anthony Morrow has been on here as an option for the past 2 weeks. He, I think, of this group, has the best taste in movies. You have chosen correctly. Anthony Moreau, watching A League of Their Own, one of my favorite movies ever. Bang! From way downtown.
Wow.
Not expected, but like, yeah. A League of Their Own is a great sports movie. That I appreciate. Fan. Yeah, I appreciate his willingness to be like, yeah, that's great.
That's a very millennial. That's a good, solid millennial pick.
You know, welcome to millennial. Brian
worried about the Batman comment.
Yeah.
Dog, you don't want to go there. Like, I promise you.
Man, in League of Their Own, I always love that line from John Lovitz where she won't get on the train. And he's like, the way it works is the train moves, not the station. And I was like, I remember as a kid being like, yo,
he
got cooked right there by John Lovitz.
My I'm Lovitzing it.
Golly.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
I even came up with the jingle before Pusha T did. Yeah. Because that's how early that was. It's like, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Can someone write that down? It's 1993. All right.
Wait, you hate Batman, though?
Oh, overrated, without question.
Okay. Yeah.
All, just the entire, like, we're talking about the Chris Nolan rebooted ones?
All of it.
From Tim Burton with the OG.
Yes, like if you really think about it, like Batman is just nothing but the manifestation of each individual's like maladies in life.
Right,
like,
right.
They take what was wrong and they're like, oh, we're gonna make this like a positive trait. Like the original Batman was a dancing guy in tights. Like, what are we talking about?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, next one, Chris. You can go back in time. And you can either bring 3-1 Reggie Miller or Jermaine O'Neal to make a run with this current squad. Which one are you choosing to take that ride with the Indiana Pacers?
Oh, Reggie, without a doubt.
Okay. What is it about Reggie Miller?
The competition that he has, like he would make everybody on this Pacers team a better player in practice. Right. Like he couldn't summit the hill of Michael Jordan. Go find me the people who did, because like I'm still looking.
Right.
But he was one of the only dudes who Mike understood, like every game he's going to give it. And like he respected that. And I don't think necessarily that we have that same mentality in the league, you know, widespread. There are some players who get it. Right?
Right.
But then there are some players who don't, and they're infinitely talented, but they could get it with a vet, you know, like Reggie Miller.
I see.
I still love Jermaine O'Neal, though. Shout out to JM.
Yeah.
How many threes did Reggie attempt per game? Like in his career?
Not as many as people think.
Yeah. Like he was, completely different era. I feel like his scoring goes way up if he is in the modern era. He averaged, guess how many threes per game he averaged in his career?
I would probably say, what, made or took? Because I would probably say he only made two per game.
Two, 1.8.
Because he only probably took maybe 5.5 at the most per game.
Yeah, no, he was a 40% three-point shooter. That's wild. Like, he would have been an unbelievably, like, better player in the modern era.
Remember, like,
40% three-point shooter who only took, like, five a game.
Yeah.
That's wild. All right.
Get the time machine.
Great pick. Best player you've ever witnessed in person?
LeBron James.
Okay.
Now, what is it?
Is he the person you feel like you have to see in person to fully appreciate the most?
Yes, absolutely. Like, because, like, especially now as he's older, you see a lot of him, you know, manning up high, and he just goes downhill now. He doesn't have necessarily the same type of drive to be in the mid-range. But, like, 32-year-old LeBron, who just realized he had his total game, that was something to watch. Mm. You literally couldn't stop him. Like, he would bully you and dunk on you. He would post on you and dunk on you. He would post on you and fade away. He would run from half court, you know, and dunk it in less than 2 seconds, it seemed like, and you just couldn't stop him. That Miami Heat LeBron was just something else. Number two, Kobe Bryant. Number three, Allen Iverson.
You just
never knew how fast he was. I saw him at the run and shoot at Capitol Heights in D.C., and he played in Timbs, and he was cracking people in Timbs. Like, literally, he was wearing Timbs.
Oh, my God. That's jeans, amazing.
You know, sagging down.
Yeah. They weren't even tied. The Timbs were just untied. Yeah, of course.
And he took off the puffy vest because it was like November. So, like, it's just the puffy vest. And he was out there balling. It's like 11:30 at night. If you know D.C., the run and shoot, that was a 24-hour gym. Unbelievable. Like, and he was crossing people going slow.
He's like, you would, because remember, weren't we saying, like, when we were joking about, like, if we could do a rule change in the NBA, it would be like, yo, at any point, you can make the other team have to wear Tims.
One quarter, one player has to wear Tims. Yeah,
just to kind of slow them down.
Like that, though, man. The ankles, man. That's rough on the ankles.
Yeah.
The which NBA player most appropriate signing for the Timberland first signing?
Isaiah Stewart.
Okay. Yeah.
Isaiah Stewart is the correct answer. That is the answer you are looking for.
There you go.
The dude who took eight dudes to stop him from going after LeBron. Like,
that's right.
I think Isaiah Stewart actually be wearing black on black Air Forces. Yeah. If we're gonna be real,
probably right.
That's on, like, you know, it's more of a goon shoe. You know, you're like, oh no, not him. Steer clear of him. Yeah. Okay, Chris, you can take two players from all NBA history to create your Mad Boosties Edition NBA Jam team. Who are the two players you're taking to make it unstoppable?
Oscar Robertson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. If Kareem wasn't available, it'd be Oscar Robertson and Will Chamberlain. And I say, when we have this discussion of, like, greatest players of all time, we don't really ever add Wilt Chamberlain. Here's a story. Top 50 NBA announcement is there. Like, everybody's there. They're gathered. They're in this back room. Two people are arguing. The league is trying to get everybody mustered up to go through this procession because they're about to go out, and there's still two people arguing. It's Michael Jordan, Wilt Chamberlain. Michael Jordan's like, I got these rings. I did this.
Right.
Wilt never let you get the last word. So they get up and they're walking out, and he said, but they changed the rule book for me. And then walked out. He didn't have a reply.
Yeah.
It would probably be him, but, like, we don't really give him enough credit. But I'd add Kareem because they were teammates. So the synergy's already there.
Yeah.
And I also changed the rule book for him in college, right? Yes.
In college. And I think they actually added, like, a couple of rules in the pros as well.
All right. Finally, most important question. Jack or Miles?
That's an interesting question, because when you listen to the podcast, the best NBA podcast, not just an NBA podcast, you can't listen to it without both of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
so, like,
true.
It's hard. That's but hard. I will it say is. This. There's somebody who's funnier. There is somebody who's funnier.
Oh.
But I'll tell you in the next episode that I'm
what?
Wow.
Come on.
Wow. Guaranteed a return to the show. I like that. That's how you guarantee a season renewal. I know you were going to say, Jack. It's fine. I'm gonna get my funny up, though. I'm going to get my funny up. You'll see. Right. You'll see. You'll see. And then they're going to go back, and I'm just like, and I took that personally. I'm just like stepping all over Jack's words the next episode. I'm like, yeah, what about this joke? Okay, hold on. I'm going to workshop this thing.
Trying to predict what I'm about to say. And say
because
it
that's
over
actually
me.
Not funny because yeah. this is actually the funnier version. But let me say that, Chris, real quick. Oh, too thirsty. Wow, I Chris. Could be. Legend, absolute legend, Chris
Ledge,
Barnett.
Mate.
Yeah, thank
amazing,
you so much.
Man. Thank you
for
so
joining
much for
us.
Doing it.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Where can people... Yeah. Oh, no.
And
not
you.
After you. After you, the funnier one, man.
Chris, where can people... You've taken that as... Yeah.
Really I took that as disrespect.
Chris, where...
Now I can see it.
Oh, yeah. He's going to show up at your house. Drive straight after this thing ends.
Yo, I'm just mad anger sweat right now. Y'all don't even know I'm hot right now. This gray t-shirt has big black sweat stains all over it. Go on. You're saying, Jack?
Chris, where can people find, follow you?
So funny,
you can you can find me. Hoop Space is on all socials, obviously. 9 a.m. on X Spaces now because they changed it from Twitter to X. But this season, I partnered with Playback TV. It's a phenomenal app that you're able to actually host watch parties, watching live games, to do film breakdown. I actually do the morning show. It's called The Daily Playback. It's on at 10 a.m. You download Playback for free. You hop in. You get rotating content creators. I will be adding some, journalists out there to go ahead and break down and get like that one-on-one fan to content creator and journalist, engagement every day, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. on Watch Playback.
Amazing.
Beautiful. Let them know. People, tune in.
Check it out.
Well, you can also follow the show on hashtag MadBoosties on Twitter, or you can give us a follow on Twitter. You can find me at Miles of Gray.
I'm at Jack_O'Brien. We're not at MadBoosties on Twitter, but you can just like find things. Hashtag, you know how Twitter works.
Hashtags work.
Come on, guys. You understand this. You know this. Why am I having to explain it?
Why are us, the old elders, trying to educate the youth right now? You already know. Hashtag MadBoosties. And that's going to do it for us this week.
All right.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
With sweet, sweet memories of NBA play. All right. Bye.
Bye.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.